Friday, July 2nd. President had the schedule clear for today, except at midday with a bunch of open office hour type things and the luncheon for Mrs. Velasco. Time was clear for preparation of his TV speech, and he spent a good part of the time on that, although he also spent quite a little time on hauling some of us in on odds and ends. Basically, he was interested in the follow-up on the conspiracy question. Thought it was particularly significant that Ellsberg has now said that others are involved, and he thinks we should move on that. He had me call J. Edgar Hoover to push him on pursuing the conspiracy side. Also wants me to talk with Laird about getting his spy unit going on this. Wants to get Houston back on one special line of inquiry. Had some points that he wanted Coulson to follow up on. He's still debating whether to make a statement on the subject at the Kansas City briefing on Tuesday. In any event, he's having Buchanan write up a draft for him. His idea there is that he may want to set him up for a double play on the basis of laying the groundwork now for some follow-up after our major announcement on the 15th, if that works out. He feels it's very important now to get the conspiracy, and that if there's any reaction at all to the court, it should be more repression, not less. He's not at all concerned about the repression charge. He wanted to be sure and follow up on the Brookings and Council on Foreign Relations and RAND Corporation cutoffs of their security things. He had Ehrlichman and me in late this afternoon to get back on that, making the point that there are two phases to this, one that Ehrlichman should handle, the whole declassification and protection of documents, dealing with the courts, etc. But the other is the investigation and development of the conspiracy, which requires a dirty guy to really go after it. There he wants to use I-Corps, which because he feels this is a chance for him to win the governorship for sure by going after the spies and getting the headlines. The committee can then call up the witnesses before they're indicted, and we can start hauling Gelb and Halpern and Cook and all those people in. This will require great preparation, and a top staff man depends on hard work running down everything. He felt it was almost worth pulling Ehrlichman off the domestic council stuff and having him do it because he really wants to get it done. He then tried to reach Jerry Ford, but couldn't get him, so talked to Timmons and wants Timmons to follow up on checking out Ford regarding I-Corps. He pointed out that this is a problem because it'll repel Mitchell, and he doesn't like the necessity of using the means of fighting it out in the papers. But he smells a good case, thinks it'll reflect on the papers as a bunch of people putting themselves above the law, that we should figure out how to run it, John and I. Best way is in Congress with us programming the congressman. He also found there's some good Republicans on the I-Corps committee and that we can get some mileage out of them too. So he's more cranked up on the congressional thing. We had a flap with Rogers that Haig called me about. He had waited till Henry was gone and then sent a memo in saying that he was going to send Cisco back to the Mideast to try to bring Israel and Egypt together into a settlement. Haig feels this would be disastrous and asked that I help in trying to cool it somehow. I talked to the president and he agreed that we should tell Rogers that this has possibilities, but he wants to think it over, talk it over with Rogers and study it. He's a little uneasy about moving now, so he wants him to hold up until we can think it through. I told Haig to go ahead and handle it that way with Rogers, which he's going to do. The other big item of the day was the unemployment announcement, down to 5.6 from 6.2 last month, the biggest one-month drop in history, and obviously a great story for us. Unfortunately, as usual, the Bureau of Labor Statistics screwed it up and said that it wasn't really important because it was due to a statistical quirk. This drove the president right up the wall tonight, and he started hounding Coulson on the phone every couple minutes, demanding that we get Goldstein fired, etc. Coulson overreacted and started bouncing around in the woodwork, getting action underway, and finally got around to calling me the meantime, he had Schultz on a special airplane being brought back down for a 7:30 meeting tomorrow morning to get things started so they can give the president a plan at 8 o'clock when he says he'll be at his desk. I doubt that he will, but he just might, out of orneriness. In any event, we've all, or at least Colson and I, have agreed that we've got to move on getting Goldstein out, and that it's just ridiculous to let this thing keep on dragging on. It's basically a problem of Hodgson's unwillingness to bite the bullet, and we've got to force him to do it. I'm leaving it up to them to handle in the morning, and I'm not planning to go in until a little later. We'll see what happens. End of July 2nd.